Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 23, verses 13 through 23. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 23. And Jesus said, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it, and whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it, and whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sure you all have heard Martin Luther's bit on the drunken peasant, and I have to apologize. You're going to have to put up with it one more time here today. And it's probably going to go on longer than you want it to go, but here we go anyways. Luther's bit on the drunken peasant is that he describes human nature like a drunken peasant on a donkey. He falls off on one ditch, and his eager desire to get back up on the horse, he jumps on and falls over again on the other side. This is a description of our human nature. When we fall off into a ditch, when we recognize a theological error, when we see a problem, we eagerly clamber back up, but instead of staying steady, we overcompensate and end up falling off into the ditch on the opposite side, taking up the equal and opposite error. For example, Luther called out abuses of the sacrifice of the Mass. So Karl Stott removes all religious practices, gets rid of vestments, and so on and so forth. The equal and opposite error. We tend to make a similar error when it comes to Pharisees. Jesus rightly condemns them in fairly harsh words. He calls them hypocrites and blind guides, blind fools and blind men, and just for good measure, hypocrites one more time. And these are all epithets that they deserve. They have failed in their duty to care for the people of Israel, to proclaim to them both God's law and his gospel. They have bound up instead burdens of the law on the people of Israel that even the Pharisees themselves could not bear. They shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. They would go to great expense, traveling over land and sea to make one single proselyte. But instead of teaching him about the justice and mercy and faithfulness of God, they instead put before him man-made rules and regulations, guiding him to trust in his own actions rather than the work of God. That is to say, they make that proselyte twice as much a child of hell as themselves. Again, they were not concerned with the one who sits in the heavens and makes all things in the temple holy. They were only concerned with the outward appearances, not the inward disposition of the heart. We might say today they were majoring in minors and taught others to do the same. And so, seeing the error of the Pharisees, we quickly jump out of the ditch of Pharisaism and throw our leg over the donkey's back, only to find ourselves flat on our backs and the ditch on the other side. We become quick to condemn the actions of pious souls as legalism, or we despise the desire to treat reverently the sacred and holy things of God as liturgical pinheadedness. That is to say, as soon as we recognize Pharisaism, we find Satan in our hearts stirring up a disregard for the law of God just to prove that we're not like those Pharisees. So we're going to throw in a curse word here and there and do a little bit of drunkenness occasionally just to make sure that we don't give off the impression we're being holier than thou. And so in our attempt to avoid majoring in minors, we major in nothing at all. But note what Jesus says at the end of our passage. He tells the scribes and the Pharisees, "You tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." Our Lord expects both. He expects the people of God to major in both the majors and the minors. The next verse says it well. "You blind guide, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." Straining out a gnat isn't wrong. It's missing the camel that's the problem. Both have to be cleaned out for the water to be completely clean. Both sides of the ditch indeed have their issues, and both miss the point. The Pharisees worried more about building walls between the people and their God to protect the holiness of God from the corruption of humanity, while the other side revels in the corruption of humanity to protect humanity from trusting in their own righteousness. Both are wrong because they neglect the justice and mercy and faithfulness of God. This is what makes the Pharisees blind. They cannot see that Jesus is the answer to their dilemma. They do not recognize the justice and mercy and faithfulness of God stands before them in the person of Jesus Christ, and shutting down him or attempting to do so is shutting down the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. These Pharisees could not see that the justice of God was soon to be appeased in the suffering of Jesus for sinners. They could not see that the mercy of God for sinners would be shown in the death of Jesus for the sin of all mankind. They could not see that the faithfulness of God to his promises would be emblazoned throughout all of creation in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and an eternal sharing of this new life with those who trust in him. They could not see, in other words, that they neglected the weightier matters of the law because they refused to receive Jesus. So Luther is, of course, right. We're manically flopping back and forth on our donkey, but thankfully we have the Good Samaritan who stops every time we fall and puts us back up on the beast of burden and guides us down the road that leads us back to God. And so it is rightly that we pray, "Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word." In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.